Vavadta Mehira. Let's focus on the Mehira for a minute. Ala Aretz Atoiv Asher Hashem Nesein Lachem. You're going to be kicked out quickly, swiftly, without any time. In general, when a person doesn't have Avira, Hashem holds back, Hashem waits, Hashem doesn't punish, gives a person the opportunity to do tshuva. But here, the Einish comes incredibly quickly. Vavadtem Mehira Ma'al Haaretz Atayva. You're going to get kicked out quickly. Vavadtem Mehira Al Kol Shai Yisur Negales Chem in Adama Shigarma Lachem Lachtoi. Rashi says, I'm going to kick you out quickly from the land that caused you to sin. What was it that caused the Jewish people to sin? The fact that it was an Eretz HaTova, that it was a good land. Eretz Yisrael is a land with so much bracha. A land, a beautiful land, of material abundance. What's the problem with living in a beautiful land of material abundance? Shavanta Asisa Kisisa. Rita Sheleika Asa. As it says in the in Hazinu, we get immersed in Gashmius. We get immersed in physicality. We forget Hashem. And therefore Hashem kicks us out of Eretz Yisrael in order to learn the hard way. In order to do teshuva. The purpose ultimately of God is teshuva. We take the blessings of Eretz Yisrael for granted. We take material abundance for granted. And we forget about Hashem. We worship other gods. Then it's the very land itself that was the cause of our avirus. And in order for us to do tshuva, that has to be taken away. And the quicker the better. It's frightening. Absolutely frightening. Our existence in Eretz Yisrael, as mentioned, is conditional and it's precarious. But it's not dependent on a physical prowess. It's dependent on our spiritual strength. It's dependent on our spiritual focus, on focusing on what's right and what's proper and what's good. You're going to get kicked out quickly from the good land. Ultimately for our benefit. It's hard to say it, even harder to see it. Galus exile is there for the good of the Jewish people. Despite the trials and the tribulations, it's there to bring us to tshuva, which will lead to geula, which itself will lead to a correct attitude of living in Eretz Yisrael when we're brought home. So I'll bring a marshal. Marshal the Melech Shashalach is B'nai the Beis HaMishta. King sent his son to a feast. He says, don't eat too much. You should come home. Right, come home healthy. Don't eat more than you need. The son didn't listen. Ate whatever he wanted. Threw up. Soiled. Everyone there. The king said, kicked him out. Kicked him out of the palace in order to learn the error of his ways. We overindulge in order to correct the sin of the overindulgence in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem sent us into Golus. Golus is brutal, Golus is swift, but it's ultimately there for us to learn a lesson.